Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. And today, we're going to be talking about the Charlie Kirk Memorial. We're going to be covering that. And this was a very major event. You know, 500,000 people were watching it online. Maybe 500,000 people were in or around the stadium in Arizona where this was taking place. And millions of people have been seeing the clips circulate online. So the gospel was proclaimed. This is a very glorious event as far as, you know, Charlie Kirk in death is going to be a vehicle that God is going to use to bring the gospel to many people. And hopefully many people will repent and be saved. So this is a great event, and it's very ironic because the story of Charlie Kirk is someone who started out as Christless conservatism. Like, if you look at like 2019 Charlie Kirk, he was a Christless conservative, and you know, he didn't really oppose things like gay marriage till like a little bit years later and stuff like that. He was trying to welcome gays into the conservative movement. So he was very much Christless conservatism until about 2022, 2023, when that really changed. I think having kids will change a man, and I think that's part of it. Getting married, having kids, he moved to the right, but and then losing a couple debates and, you know, listening to people, this guy became sanctified. Ultimately, I do believe he was saved, because, you know, people who are Christians get better over time, not worse. And Charlie Kirk got better over time, and in death, his legacy is being defined to give glory to God. And that is a beautiful story about God using someone who was flawed, someone who was a doer, because he was a doer, and bringing glory to himself. And that's what God did here. And you love to see that. And another thing is that with all the conversation around apologetics, there's all these people that really want to make a big deal out of presuppositional apologetics or natural law, you know, general revelation apologetics, Thomism and stuff like that. But really, I think one of the best forms of apologetics are cultural elites proclaiming the gospel and leading people to Christ. And we see that revival happens in the Bible, mostly top down. It's mostly, hey, the king repents and leads the nation to repent. It's people like Moses, you know, leading people despite their begrudging obedience and stuff like that. So usually, you know, revivals happen top down, not bottom up. But, you know, which one does God use? The answer is yes, both are used. But historically, I can point to more examples of a top down where leaders lead people to Christ. And that is a beautiful thing. We should welcome that. And that is kind of what I want to highlight in today's video. There's a lot of examples of the gospel being proclaimed at the memorial. But I do want to highlight how the, you know, elites in government and media are doing it. So we're going to dive into that. But first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. Some have called us the too long didn't read of evangelical news. And that is what we'll definitely be doing today, because we'll be giving you a little bit of a too long didn't watch rundown of some highlights from yesterday's Charlie Kirk Memorial. So you can support our Patreon-like system at the link in the description below. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. That is the best way to help out with those magical algorithms. So without further ado, we're going to dive into the story. I want to first start off with Tucker Carlson. Now, Tucker Carlson apparently got into, people tried to make a controversy when Tucker Carlson described a part of the Bible where people were conspiring to kill Jesus. And people who are Jewish were like, hey, he's being anti-Semitic. He's talking about us. And it's like literally a scene in the Bible where they conspire to kill Jesus. Like, this happens. So, you know, the guilty conscience of those who rejected Christ, the reading comprehension of those who don't, you know, who know what the Bible says and hate it. Anyway, guilty consciences abound. So we're going to first go to Tucker Carlson, because I thought his, his gospel call was quite profound. He's someone that I think will emerge as a leader in conservative media. And here we go.
But the main thing about Charlie and his message, he was bringing the gospel to the country. He was doing the thing that the people in charge hate most, which is calling for them to repent. So how is Charlie's message different? And Charlie was a political person who was deeply interested in coalition building and in getting the right people in office, because he knew that vast improvements are possible politically. But he also knew that politics is not the final answer. It can't answer the deepest questions, actually. That the only real solution is Jesus. And the reason, it's really simple. Politics, at its core, is a process of critiquing other people and getting them to change. Christianity, the gospel message, the message of Jesus, begins with repentance. Christianity calls upon you to change. Our core prayer, given to us by Jesus, the Lord's Prayer, demands that we forgive other people, but preceding that is a request for our forgiveness. In other words, forgive us our sins, meditate on what we've done wrong, how we've fallen short, and then it becomes possible to forgive other people. That is a call to change our hearts from Jesus, and that is the only way forward in this country. That is the only solution to where we all know we're going. And Charlie knew where we were going without that. And that is not a call for being politically passive. Of course not. I stood in many stages with Charlie calling for various people to be elected, particularly Donald Trump. And I'm proud of that. It's only an acknowledgement that what Charlie was really saying is that change begins, the only change that matters, when we repent of our sins. We, me, a recognition that the real problem is me and how fallen I am. And that was the reason that Charlie was fearless at all times, truly fearless to his last moment. He was unafraid. He was not defensive, and there was no hate in his heart. I know that because I've got a little hate compartment in my heart, and I would often express that to Charlie about various people, and he would always say, that's a sad person, that's a broken person, that's a person who needs help, that's a person who needs Jesus. He said that in private, because he meant it. So I guess I would just say this gathering and God's presence, God's very obvious presence in this room, the presence of Jesus, is a reminder of what we've known for 2,000 years, which is any attempt to extinguish the light causes it to burn brighter. Every single time. So as we proceed into whatever comes next, and clearly something's coming next, remember this moment. Remember being in a room with the Holy Spirit humming like a tuning fork. This is the way. Right here. This is the way. And that is what Charlie Kirk was saying underneath it all. Thank you.
So that was Tucker Carlson. And yeah, this is someone who's not the most mature believer. I do believe that Tucker Carlson is a Christian. And he is someone who, you know, I don't want to say he's like on a spiritual diet of meat, but, you know, he is someone that's, you know, I don't want to say shallow in their faith, but he's newer in his faith. But nonetheless, he's sharing his faith, and it will be edifying, especially, I think, to those who are even newer in their faith than Tucker Carlson. So you love to see that. And the next example I wanted to showcase was Marco Rubio, the current Secretary of State. Now, in like 2009, 2010, people thought that this guy would be president one day. And then in 2016, people were like, this guy's never going to be president anytime in his life. And now in 2025, it's like, hey, this guy could be president one day again. So it's kind of interesting. But he is proclaiming the gospel, particularly like a few days after he kind of went over to the, you know, Israeli soil and kind of participated in Mike Huckabee denying Christ multiple times. So a little bit of an ironic change of events, but hopefully this is a genuine course for Marco Rubio, not the presidency part, but at least as far as, hey, he truly believes this. So here's Marco Rubio proclaiming the gospel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The things he wants us to take away from this, from all of this, is the following. His deep belief that we were all created, every single one of us, before the beginning of time, by the hands of the God of the universe, an all-powerful God, who loved us and created us for the purpose of living with him in eternity. But then sin entered the world and separated us from our Creator. And so God took on the form of a man and came down and lived among us. And he suffered like men, and he died like a man, but on the third day he rose unlike any mortal man. And to prove any doubters wrong, he ate with his disciples so they could see, and they touched his wounds. He didn't rise as a ghost or as a spirit, but as flesh. And then he rose to the heaven, but he promised he would return, and he will. And when he returns, because he took on that death, because he carried that cross, we were freed from the sin that separated us from him. And when he returns, there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and we will all be together, and we are going to have a great reunion there again with Charlie and all the people we love. Thank you, and God bless you.
So there is Marco Rubio, and what I appreciated about what he did and what he said was that he emphasized the bodily resurrection, so you love to see that. And for those who, you know, want to dismiss the faith of the people that we're about to talk about, because next up on the list is J.D. Vance, and like a good Baptist, I'm going to keep this like a three example type of video. So to them, I would say, hey, the gospel is being proclaimed. We should rejoice in that, even if, you know, you want to doubt some of these people or, hey, they're, you know, papist or whatever. But the gospel is being proclaimed. This is a very evangelical setting. Like, for all the people who rip on evangelicalism for, like, fog machines and stuff like that, this type of, you know, we're doing revivals in stadiums and stuff like that. That's something that's embedded in the American tradition, you know, tent revivals, stuff like that. It's embedded in the American tradition. It's part of that low church Protestantism that really made this country stand out and hold tight and hold fast the faith when many places in Europe deconstruct entirely. So, you know what? Evangelicalism is the best. And even the not evangelicals are getting in on sharing the gospel in this sort of format. So with that said, we'll move on to J.D. Vance. Here's clip number one of him.
You know, I can't help but think that they tried to silence my friend Charlie Kirk. They tried to silence our dear friend Charlie Kirk. And today, tonight, we speak with Charlie and for Charlie louder than ever. The evil murderer who took Charlie from us expected us to have a funeral today, and instead, my friends, we have had a revival in celebration of Charlie Kirk and of his Lord Jesus Christ.
So that's the first clip I wanted to share of J.D. Vance, where J.D. Vance is calling this a revival. Now, I've been talking about this for about a year that, hey, And I call it the bro revival. The bro revival is underway, where you have a lot of young people, particularly young men, that are returning to the faith of their fathers. And again, this is a good thing. I think the data has come in since that time into this year. The data has come in. Then you have like the Wesley Huff on Joe Rogan, Mel Gibson on Joe Rogan, and a bunch of other high profile conversions and stuff like that, that indicate that a bro revival is underway. And Charlie Kirk, his martyrdom might take this to the next level. I mean, maybe historians will call it the Charlie Kirk revival instead of the bro revival, but you know what? I coined the term bro revival before, and I do think that Charlie Kirk's martyrdom will accelerate that, because he is a Christian martyr. And that is something that I believe J.D. Vance makes clear in the next clip. If not, other people made it plainly clear when they spoke. So here's clip number 4, and it's the final clip.
Charlie suffered a terrible fate, my friends. We all know it. We all saw it. But think, it is not the worst fate. It is better to face a gunman than to live your life afraid to speak the truth. It is better to be persecuted for your faith than to deny the kingship of Christ. It is better to die a young man in this world than to sell your soul for an easy life with no purpose, no risk, no love, and no truth. Christ told us in the Gospel of John, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Charlie took heart, and now we must do the same. I've seen so many of you say, so many on social media talk about for Charlie. We must do this for Charlie. For Charlie, we will speak the truth every single day. For Charlie, we will rebuild this United States of America to greatness. For Charlie, we will never shrink, we will never cower, and we will never falter, even when staring down the barrel of a gun. For Charlie, we will remember that it is better to stand on our feet defending the United States of America and defending the truth than it is to die on our knees. My friends, for Charlie, we must remember that he is a hero to the United States of America, and he is a martyr for the Christian faith. May our Heavenly Father give us the courage to live as Charlie lived. That is what we must do for Charlie. You ran a good race, my friend. I love you. We've got it from here. Thank you.
So that was well done by J.D. Vance. He went on elsewhere to say, because I get the guy has, you know, some baggage in his personal life that, you know, might make people question his faith. But, you know, he came to faith after his marriage, and he discussed elsewhere in his speech that, you know, he's talked more about the Christian faith in his life than he ever has since Charlie Kirk's passing. So that's a very good sign that, you know, this was a bit of a wake-up call for his faith, especially since, you know, this guy could be president one day, and I think he will be president in 2028 if I had to place a bet. So it's very good that the, you know, Vice President of the United States and potentially future President of the United States is speaking this way And you love to see that, actually. And you know, ultimately, you know, is this what Christian nationalism looks like? To a degree, yes. I mean, in terms of rhetoric, in terms of love for the country, in terms of love for God, yes. Now, again, part of it's not just words, it's also actions and deeds. So hopefully what becomes of this is something that is for the good of not only the, you know, the people and their individual faith, the church at large, and the nation at large. So this was, I think, a beautiful event. I think it'll lead many people to Christ, and I think it'll ultimately be good for the nation. I mean, Charlie Kirk did not die in vain, and I think it's very clear that God is going to use what Antifa dweebs meant for evil. He's going to use it for good. And I can't wait. You know, Charlie Kirk in glory. Obviously, a lot of prayers for Erica Kirk and the children who won't really know their father. That's, again, very tragic. But, you know, God has a purpose in tragedy for those who are called according to his purposes. And that's where I want to end off. My name's Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.